Welcome, great patriotic friends, to February 1st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do the show is because history is important. I don't necessarily mean memorizing dates and people's names, but rather the concept of history. Because the way I see it, one of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just wind up going in circles and repeating mistakes of the past. So in that regard, yes, history is important. By the way, don't forget to check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Let me know what your take is on today's show. This is an interactive program, and your comments and questions are highly appreciated. So thank you very much for that. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. The space vessel Columbia explodes, plus Fantoma, Jungle Heroine is published, and one other thing I'll talk about, Nipplegate. All right, so now let's do this. 2003, Columbia explodes. Manned by a crew of seven, all who perished, the Columbia was tasked to build on the International Space Station. It was a routine mission, and President George W. Bush pointed out in a heartfelt speech that American complacency towards space travel and how easy it was to overlook the dangers of travel by rocket and the difficulties of navigating the fierce outer atmosphere of Earth. Bush would go on to talk about all seven individuals. Rick Husband, Commander, Michael Anderson, Payload Commander, David Brown, Kalpana Chawla, and Lauren Clark as Mission Specialists, William McCool as Pilot, and Alan Ramon as Payload Specialist from the Israeli Space Agency. The president talked about their personal reasons for wanting to become astronauts. He praised the international makeup of the space program, as one was from India and another from Israel, and shared a quote from Anderson. If this thing doesn't come out right, don't worry about me. I'm just going on higher. Bush would close his speech by vowing that America's unbroken faith in the mission of the space program would continue in honor of those who had given their lives in the pursuit of science. 1940, Fantoma is published. I could talk about Jungle Babes all day, even if they're not real, because I'm nerdy like that. The first superheroine was created by Fletcher Hanks, who went under the pseudonym Barclay Flagg. Try saying that three times fast. Fantoma appeared in Jungle Comics in February 1940, and acts with a vengeance, like Ghost Rider, only a lot sexier. Writeups.org compares Fantoma as a cross between Black Widow meets the Phantom of the Bengal meets Rima the Jungle Girl. If you know who any of those characters were that I just mentioned, my hat is off to you, sir or ma'am. 2004, February 1st, two suicide bombers strike Kurdish political offices in the northern city of Arbil, killing 117 and injuring 133. But here in America, we had a much bigger problem, Nipplegate. 144 million viewers watched the Patriots beat the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 38. Tom Brady would be the MVP with 354 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it was one of the most exciting Super Bowls ever. Neither team scored in the first or third quarter. At the end of the fourth, the game was tied until there were 4 seconds left on the clock when Adam Vinatieri kicked a 41-yard field goal, like money. It was all spectacular, especially the halftime when Justin Timberlake exposed Janet Jackson's boob. Don't be scared, children. It's not real. Why, you can clearly see her boob has a nipple guard on it. MTV would be kicked out of the NFL forever. This half-second wardrobe malfunction led down to two major changes in America. First, the Federal Communication Commission cracked down on indecency increasing fines from $27,000 to a staggering $325,000. The other thing it led to was YouTube. Well, at least that's what YouTube co-founder Jawad Karim said anyway. You see, Janet Jackson would be by far the most searched term and person in internet history. Janet was later listed in the 2000 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records as the most searched in internet history and the most searched for news item. It became the most watched, recorded, and replayed television moment in TiVo history and enticed an estimated 35,000 new TiVo subscribers to sign up. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for February 1st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's episode. What about Nipplegate? I've been in the radio business for an awfully long time, and my understanding about the FCC's roles in radio and TV have always been to manage frequencies, transmitters, antennas, but not content. Indecency standards are usually handled differently, not by the FCC. But what say you? Let me know what your take is. Speaking of Facebook, I wanted to thank some of the people who have liked me on Facebook recently, including Bruce Rippey, Roy Belange Carbonell, Julie Maynor, Rosina Gomez, and as always, Beth Guy. So thanks for listening. By the way, when you're on the website, don't forget to check out some of the multiple choice quizzes. Good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Groundhog Day, plus Revolution news regarding Nathaniel Green, as well as the bottle cap. So don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. And we will see you tomorrow.